There's been a big increase in the number of people taken into hospitals with stroke over the last 5 years, but not as big an increase in beds or doctors to look after them. A stroke is when blood supply to the brain is suddenly cut off, killing off some brain cells, usually because of a blockage or bleeding in the brain, and can affect movement, speech, memory and more. It needs very quick treatment. 8 years ago, Gary Stevens suffered from a stroke and spent several months in hospital. He spoke to our reporter Peter O'Connell.
I was only 50 when I had my stroke. I thought it was something that your granny had when they're in their 80s. It was a Monday afternoon. I had just done breakfast on Dublin's Q102. I was watching telly with my partner, Anne, and I just didn't feel very well. I felt quite nauseous, but it wasn't something I'd ever felt before. It wasn't a headache, and it wasn't an upset stomach. Anne kind of recognised that my face was dropping, and I think she was more alert to what was going on than I was. It's the typical stroke symptoms: fast face, arm, speech, time. And my face on the left-hand side had dropped. And over the period of about 20 minutes, the function on my left-hand side was failing. So I lost my control of my arm. I felt numb in my face. And I couldn't walk. It was the weirdest sensation. So it was in the Lord's Hospital, our local hospital here in Drogheda. I was in there within about 45, 50 minutes, and I was in the CT scan room straight away. So I'd had a brain hemorrhage, a hemorrhagic stroke. So I spent about 4 months in hospital. I had to learn to walk again.
That's Gerry Stevens speaking to our reporter Peter O'Connell. Professor Joe Harbison is with us. He's clinical lead at the Irish National Audit of Stroke, consultant geriatrician and stroke physician at St James's Hospital. Professor Harbison, thank you very much for coming in to us. Gary was 50 when he got a stroke. How typical is that?
It's not very typical, but about a third of men who suffer stroke suffered under the age of 65, so during working age, and probably a quarter of women suffer their strokes under the age of 65. So the average age is about 71 in the general population, but certainly people get it in their 50s. The youngest patient we've had on the report this year was 18.
Gary's wife was able to spot what was going on. He got to hospital within an hour and had a CT scan of his brain straight away. Is that standard now?
That is what's meant to happen. So if 50% of people in the audit who got into hospital were seen by a doctor within 10 minutes, 50% of them had their scan within an hour. So it's much, much better than it was a few years ago. There's still some work to do with it. We're still trying to get those numbers increased. Ideally, everyone should have their scan done within an hour.
What happens if they don't get a scan quickly?
We can't make a decision on it. Essentially, you have to, when you get the scan, determine whether or not it's a blocked blood vessel or a ruptured blood vessel. The management is different.
Because if you give the drugs for the blocked one,
yes,
you could kill somebody.
If it's ruptured, you could kill somebody if you make a bleed worse, because essentially what you're doing is giving a clot dissolver. However, if they have a ruptured blood vessel, we will also do something with it. We'll get the person's blood pressure down quickly. We may be able to refer them to the neurosurgeons. We always say time is brain. The faster we can do something, the more the person we can save.
Facilities have improved, and they are improving, but are they good enough yet?
The problem is we're facing an increasing number. Since Gary had his stroke 8 years ago, the number of strokes have increased by a quarter in Ireland. And that's simply because of the ageing population. They are slowly catching up, but somewhere between 25 and 30% of people are not making it to a stroke unit. Now, a stroke unit is an organised unit with a specialist team, and it's an intervention that everybody can get. And if you do get to a stroke unit, your outcomes are better. About for every 15 people that go into a stroke unit, one more person comes out independent or alive.
But two of the 24 hospitals that treat people for strokes don't have a consultant. And how can those people treat people if they don't have the staff to do it?
Since the audit's been done, has certainly gone to advertisement. The other one, they're actively looking for a consultant. So in that case, we still credit them with being with a stroke unit. If we look next year and there isn't there, they won't be credited with a stroke unit.
You're also looking for data on how patients, like Gary, get on when they go home after a stroke.
Yes. We lack long-term data because it's very much a hospital-based audit. And we're looking forward to the implementation of what's called the Individual Health Identifier, the IHI, which will enable us to look at what happens in 3 years, 5 years, etc. Because we don't know how many people are living out in the community with disability from stroke. We reckon about 30 to 40,000, but that number could be as high as 60,000.
Professor Joe Harbison, thank you very much for coming into us today.